The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Hello there and good morning and welcome. It's Oliver Callan reporting for duty to as the understudy to Mr. Tuberty. Yes, I'm here for 2 weeks while he resets himself for the summer. And so you'll have to wait a fortnight before we find out if he scaled Caton Thuhu. But if you do hear in the news that maybe the Coast Guard has been called out to rescue a formerly trousered man who badly suffered a torn elbow patch on the Devil's Ladder ascent, then do not be surprised. He'll be all right. The Winchum to a pub with carpet in it or something. Anyway, I'll be with you on this final day of May the 31st until 10 a.m. or Claire Byrne o'clock if you wish. Get in touch. The text as ever is 51551 and you can email ryan at rte.ie. And they finally switched on the summer at the weekend and it was glorious and gorgeous and all those cliched words we like to use this time of the year. And so I hope you enjoyed premature sandals, I would say. There was a lot of premature sandals because there's a bit of an east wind. There's a little bite. And people in shorts and tank tops who suddenly realise around 9 o'clock or so that it's just not quite warm enough, is it, to do the late into the hours thing, into the twilight. I'm actually in a short sleeve shirt indoors for the first time this year. So my own personal summer has been declared. That's usually the start for me. It was also a big weekend for bouncy castles, I noticed, both in Dublin and in the countryside. So non-stop fun for anyone who's under 12. Very important. Unless they've eaten 3 kilos of Haribo and they fill themselves with Club Orange, then, you know, it's maybe not as fun. Because the adults, we see the bouncy castles at midday and we go, oh, I couldn't do that. You can just kind of, oh, that would be back injury now for me. You know, I'm too old for that. And then it's 6 o'clock and there's a few Pinot Grigios and I think I could give Bouncy Castle a go. It doesn't look so bad. The bollards are bouncy. Look, I hold my shoes, Susan. All those Pilates I did are about to be paid off. It's 10 years since you did it, Susan. Just hold my shoes. Hopefully I'm wearing the good knickers because the skirt can be very revealing on the twisty slide. And then it all goes. And then it gets a bit dewy, do you know, it gets wet later in the evening. And so, and of course, barbecues everywhere as well. If you love eating undercooked meat that takes 1,000 times longer than just an oven and you love inhaling all the fumes of an open fire on a sunny day. That's a personal view on barbecues. It is not the views of Radio Television. That is just the thing. It's manly cooking, though, isn't it? It's very manly because it satisfies the masculine need to be wrestling bits of dead animals from fire and danger. So instead of ground war, we have barbecues. So, you know, we can live with that. But yes, all signs of normal life returning, and it's heartening to see it. Ructions over the street parties. We obviously have to put that there. So normal life, in other words, errant behaviour is back with a bang. And all we say actually on that, because I think this is a very good point, the writer Amy O'Connor, she reposted a message that she wrote in January. Back then, so, but, you know, January, remember the mood back then. And she's just saying, would love if we could start chatting about how A, outdoors is significantly safer than indoors, and B, how to facilitate safe outdoor socialising for spring summer. I can't go through another year of shaming people on South William Street. And she just says the word lol, which you posted yesterday in the reaction to the various ructions that went on again last night. And so who could see any of this coming? Everyone, that's who. And of course, the litter as well. And we have a tweet here from Ronan Dillon. Hoth was beautiful at sunrise this morning, but the hangover of litter is just disgusting and unfair to be left to the great men and women who clean up every day. Not in this together, it seems. And that's the debate raging. Are there enough bins? Will people use the bins? And on and on and on and on it goes. We're back to arguing over what we should be doing and not sort of cowering from the news. So there's some. Well, we try to keep things nice and happy. So let's see what's happening in the papers and all over the papers, particularly in the UK. But inside the Irish papers is the surprise news that Boris Johnson, of course, got married at the weekend. Does this cheer you up? I think we got the wedding done. When Callan's Kicks on Friday, we actually were just kind of joking that he was just getting his wedding done. But we have an awful habit of accidentally predicting the news, because we come up with stupid things, we try to exaggerate, make it as ridiculous as possible, but the world keeps responding by turning the ridiculous into the real. That's what happens. So the Independent, the Irish Independent today, has all the details. And it tells us that surrounded by hay bales, colourful bunting and lanterns in the garden of number 10 Downing Street, the couple, the newly married couple, opted for a bohemian festival style celebration after tying the knot in secret. Bit late being bohemian when you spent £100,000 doing up a perfectly fine flat and who knows who paid for it. We will never find out. You will never find out. But anyway, Carrie Simmons, as she was known before the ceremony, she's now Mrs. Johnson, Mrs. Carrie Johnson. She got married in a rented dress. It's a, what is it here again now? It's, I had the word, it had a particular, yes, I've lost it now. I've lost the words. I read the paper, it's all gone straight out. Bit like the Brexit deal, can't remember anything I did. It was a rented dress, worth £3,000 anyway, so she saved thousands doing it. And they had a photographer who cost £3,000 apparently. And one of the, it's sign of the times, I suppose, the least commented thing on is the fact that they got married in a Catholic church. And some of the parishioners in the Westminster Cathedral were questioning, how could a twice divorced man be allowed to marry in a Catholic church? Well, the answer, it seems, is that because his two marriages previously were not Catholic ceremonies, they're just simply not recognised in the church. They didn't happen. So if you're planning to get married multiple times, make sure you do the Protestant ones first and then keep the Catholic one till towards the end, because you'll be let in. Because otherwise, if you get divorced, your Catholic ceremony is divorced, you wouldn't be allowed to darken the door again. But it's all going very well. And Boris is, wowsers in my trousers. I have stowed away my wandering marital pants, zipped away the twit finger, and then this marriage will be 15% more faithful than the previous ones. And I've even logged out of Tinder for at least the first month. But yes, indeed, the honeymoon will be postponed. When it happens, it will be a Brexit-themed honeymoon. I will join the resort. I will enjoy all the trappings of the resort. Then I will complain about all the rules, even if they don't exist. And I will proceed to leave the resort and bring all the guests of the resort with me. And we will go and live on a stony island with just pigeons and rain. And that is get honeymoon done. Yes, done indeed. Is there anything else you want to say about that? Yes, they had a band. They were called Fiddlin' About. And let's see, what music were they playing now? Let's see what you think of Boris Johnson's taste in music. Here we go. I started singing, yes! Bye, oh, it's a stomping tune. Everyone loves this one, don't they? They love a bit of, yes! Whiskey, but now I'll have Pinot Noir. The day that I die. Yes! This'll be 17 more verses. Good Lord. And if you could it possibly get any worse? Could it get any worse? Yes, it can. Van Morrison's very popular at the moment. Everyone loves his attitude to the COVID rules. Terrific chap. Oh, I haven't heard that song for 5 seconds. It's just, they're most hackneyed. It is pretty much exactly what you expect Boris Johnson would do on his wedding day, because I've exhausted the previous stuff. Anyway, let's get out of Boris Johnson, because the good news, the really good news, is that out of the reopening announcements on Friday, cinemas were kind of the surprise winners, and the movies are going very well. They've been flying in America because most of the movie theatres over there are wide open, and we will be open next Monday. They're open in the north already. They have been for a good week, and they're opening here next Monday. And a film which you will remember, I think, as the pandemic bus ads. If you're in around Dublin, and I presume down in the other cities as well, the ads for A Quiet Place 2 were on every bus. It was due out in March 2020. And they were on the buses even down to August, because obviously there were no other movies coming out. So finally, A Quiet Place 2, which stars Cillian Murphy. A Quiet Place 1 was an amazing film. John Krasinski, you might remember from The American Office and also the Jack Ryan series, I think Amazon Prime thing. He was the director and star of this, along with his wife, Emily Blunt. And I really need to get out of Boris. Okay, leave Boris back away. Back Away. And it is a huge hit in America. It opened to the Memorial Day, which it is today in America. Big weekend over there. $40 million opening, which is the big opening in these days. And yes, it's doing very well, because the last time people went to the cinema was probably Christopher Nolan's Tenet or Wonder Woman. And Tenet was just a pile of rubbish. And Wonder Woman was, you know, CGI kind of. It was okay. It was did the job. I saw that in December. But this is really exciting. And that is the film which we're all very excited to see in the cinemas. And welcome. And hello to all the cinema people, because they're all getting the places ready in the next week. They don't just show up on Monday morning and let you sit in amongst the dust. And it will be socially distanced as well, so it's very good. 51551, by the way, is the text. Ryan@rte.ie is the email. Another film that's out as well, and is The Cruella, simply called Cruella. It's an origins story starring Emma Stone. Bit divisive, because 101 Dalmatians is a much loved cartoon, and they became the live action version with the amazing Glenn Close. And Emma Stone was out actually at the weekend talking about how difficult it was to get into the role of Cruella de Vil, because Disney movies banned smoking, so she couldn't do the cigarette thing. And Cruella in the cartoon originally famously blows green smoke into the eyes of the puppies, and it's, it makes her a villain, but it also kind of makes her quite cool, because someone those villainous characters, camp villainous characters, are very unimpressionable young people. So anyway, no smoking allowed at all. But this is tied to a story, because apparently, it's quite surprising, the number of smokers worldwide has increased. 1.1 billion people now smoke around the world. 8 million people around the world died from smoking-related causes in 2019, according to new research in The Independent. And it increased mostly thanks to China. China accounts for a third of all the smokers in the world. They're going up there. 89% of new smokers become addicted to tobacco before the age of 25. Now, this is going to be an issue, because the beer gardens are open in the week and people are going to be outdoors, and your smoke is everywhere. And, you know, the temptation will be there, because you're not in a drinking arena indoors where smoking is completely banned. However, there is good news. The good news at the light of all this is the percentage of young people worldwide who smoke has decreased by more than 30% between 1990 and today. Now, in the UK, the academics say they're considering that they're urging the government there to stop all under 21s from being able to buy cigarettes. So that would be an interesting one. Well, I mean, I think we have fairly rigid rules here, don't we? So I don't know what the figures are in Ireland, but we'll have a look at that, because I presume they're well down, because we were the first country in the world. And New York had banned smoking indoors, but we're the first country, you see. And I was actually thinking about vaping, because that's a thing. It's a big concern, because it's not quite properly regulated in America. They've had to bring it down because kids were vaping. They're going, no, it's just a flavored thing. There's no danger here. And the first time I saw vaping on screen was actually Mayor of Easttown, which is the amazing Kate Winslet murder mystery thing. It's much more than a whodunit. But plus, it's a slow watch, because there's one every week, and there's 7 episodes, and then you're done. You're done. You don't have to worry about the 15 series that will be coming out afterwards. And the final episode is out tonight. And I don't want to say too much, because someone upstairs is saying, no, they haven't watched it. And everyone's saying, watch it. It is amazing. But you don't need to say much about it. Let it flow in yourself. And you're sick of recommending things to people, because they go, no, I don't like your taste. Susan, I don't like it. And that's out tonight. Final episode, Now TV or Sky Atlantic, I think, is holding that. 51551 is the text, by the way. I knew if I mentioned rubbish, there was going to be rubbish text. Regarding rubbish scourge, we need to start a TikTok pickup dance craze to appeal to the younger ones. Good idea. We get Simon Harris on that, because he's Mr. TikTok. Yes, indeed. Hello, Simon Harris here. We're going to dance, pick up all the litter, children. We will pick it up together. Yes, indeed. I'm important. Oh, you're saying a nasty thing on Twitter. Block, block, block. The smell of barbecue lighter fuel was everywhere, says this texter. There was a slight taste of it on our burgers yesterday. My husband was a bit generous while trying to light the coals. Wow. Did he put the burgers on before he lit and then just kind of sprayed it? You know, like kind of Sigourney Weaver in Aliens, just trying to kind of flame. Yeah, a barbecue lighter fuel. You see, those things can smell nice, can't they? If you smell like an old vintage car, which you see a lot of actually this time of the year as well, the smell of the petrol fumes, you go, wow, did cities all smell like this when every car was like this? Pretty bad. And there's lots of people in convertibles as well. Do you know the convertible people? Yeah, going, yeah, I got the convertible 2 days in May. Yes, that's the most I've had in the whole year. Susan, we should get a convertible. Susan, let's get a convertible. What's this? Yes, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran has said that his 8-month-old daughter, so he plays the songs to her, his songs, and she just cries. She just absolutely roars crying. His daughter Lyra, or Lyra, if she was, I think, up north, they would say Lyra. Lyra, of course, is the name from the Philip Pullman novels, I presume. This is where I'm going. He says his daughter really likes The Shape of You. Really? Really likes that? Okay. But she doesn't like anything loud or anything belty, which most of his songs are just kind of slow dirge, aren't they? There's a few, I wouldn't call them belters now. You'd call them Ed Sheeran songs. And so his daughter, it makes her cry, and lots of other people cry as well. It's a bit mean to Ed Sheeran, isn't it? That's a bit mean. Sorry, Ed Sheeran, but he'll be okay. One last thing I want to get you to, it's from the Irish Examiner, because I was wondering about bloom, because a lot of us spend time in our gardens and we're looking at stuff in the gardens. And the June bank holiday next weekend would traditionally be bloom time. And for the second year running, they've had to go virtual. So the Bord Be A Bloom is going to be virtual this week. They're going to have virtual activities and initiatives, including a talks series hosted by RTE's Miriam O'Callaghan. Thank you so much. The Irish rugby international Peter O'Mahony and actress and wellness expert Evine Garrahy have both embraced gardening over the past year. They will be participants with Miriam about what's your garden like? What does it say about you? And so on. It's going to be great fun. And chefs and foodies, including Catherine Fulvio and Rory O'Connell. He's a guy with a lovely voice, isn't he? They will be doing the barbecue recipes. Oh, God, it was going so well. Tips, anyway, from those guys, which I presume will be don't make your food taste like lighter fuel. And there will be competitions in association with RTE, Bord Be A Bloom.com, and you can look at all the gardens. Usually 120,000 people would stomp around. Sadly, not this year, but next year, we hope. Next year, we hope indeed. This text for Barbara is really enjoying the bar stuff, and she's enjoying a bank holiday today. Yes, because she works for a British company. I said people who work for American companies are having a nice day because none of the people are going, hi, you guys. And Susan has texted in to say, stop slagging the Susans. Are we the new Karens? Okay. Actually, no, Susan's a lot more fun than that, Susan. You hold my shoes. Susan is just a little bit flahoolic with the rules. It's kind of like, she's more of a Karen during the day. But when the Pinot Grigios are gone, she turns into a total Susan. It's like, I'm going to do whatever I want and no one's going to tell me what to do. You don't have to be tweeting at me. So basically, Susan is a drunk Karen, is basically what I'm saying. But we have a Susan. We love Susans. I don't know. It's just the word seems to sound good, like Susan. Absolutely, indeed. Okay, it is 9:20, so we better get things up and going. I think we're going to start here. You can't go wrong with a bit of Blondie, can you, to be fair? 51551 is the text number. The litters, obviously, is always a non-stop discussion in this country. Change the bins on the hour in public places, the weekends maybe. They do that in other countries, such as Australia, says Fiona. It does seem like there's a lot of overflowing bins. Again, I'm sure there's an explanation. Dublin City Council, very free, and all the councils around the place, free to come on and tell us what is going on with bins. How often are they emptied? Is it just a seasonal thing? I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I do think we've a litter issue. And only because it only takes a minority to do the littering, and then we all have to put up with it. But it's not just in cities and weekends where people are out and about. It's in all the hedges here. The wintertime when all the weeds die back, you just see coffee cups for miles and miles. Oliver, you should check out Ed Sheeran doing the routine dance with Courtney Cox that was done in Friends. It has gone viral and is hilarious. Sheen has obviously taken the place of David Schwimmer. No real idea what you're talking about there. I'm sure Friends fanatics, of which I'm not one, unfortunately, but it has brought great joy to people. Never really got it myself. But I would never say it's not funny, because when people say something's not funny, like you just mean you don't find it funny. If people are laughing, it is funny. So, you know, that's a kind of a bugbear of mine. Hey, says another texter, it's another Susan. For the record, I have to say it in the Susan voice, actually. For the record, Pinot Grigio is far too dry for us. We'd much prefer a Sava, Sexy Susan. And she actually signs it, Sexy Susan. Well done, Susan. I'd say you're more than a Chardonnay person, though, at the weekend, aren't you, Susan? 51551 is the text number. We'll take a break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I have triggered the Susans online today. Susan has texted and says, maybe Susan is the new Aisling. So, I mean, that's really elevating them way beyond the Karens, because the Karens get a terrible, terrible time. But Mary from Galway texts in to say, I have two nieces, Susan and Karen, sisters from Mayo, and they're great fun. So belang. So the name means absolutely nothing, is what that means. And on the subject of bins, in fairness, in our local beautiful park in Clondalkin, Corker Park, on Saturday, they had doubled all the bins, says Paul. So it's good to hear the good news when the bins are done right. Here in Cannes, which is en France, bins are emptied at 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. We still have 9 p.m. curfew. And Anne in Cannes says it works fine there. They have a curfew in France, but they love their police and their gendarme over there, don't they? Litter takes a long time to gather up. Emptying bins is quick and therefore cheaper, so pay personnel extra to provide bin emptying services when they are being used. Many other countries do this. It helps hugely in minimising littering, says Damien. Again, there's cultural issues, there's public service issues, they are some way have to be married. But let's all take a little breather now and we'll have a little bit of this.